Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. All right, time to preview the Wells Fargo Invitational, the big tournament this week on the PGA Tour. Minnesota Tim is joining me. Minnesota Tim, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing pretty good, Hank. I'm very excited to talk about this tournament because I have a close connection with Wells Fargo.
What does that mean? You have a checking account or what?
Yeah, I have a checking account and savings account with Wells Fargo.
So that makes you excited about this event?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. My wife's got a Wells Fargo account, too.
You don't have Wells Fargo?
No, I don't. But maybe I should. I got Bank of America.
What? You guys don't have the same account?
No, we got a couple of them.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. So Wells Fargo, the tournament last week, I went, you have me down for 1-3, by the way.
Yeah.
Which is, that's incorrect, by the way.
It is?
Yes. Yes. You tried to hose me right here on this. It's not 1-3. I went 2-2.
I looked it up myself.
No. You're trying to screw me here is what you're trying. I know what the deal is here. I'm too good at this stuff, and you're just trying to, like, give me some mystery losses. Little mystery loss here. It was 2-2. Where'd you get 1-3 from? I mean, Hovland came out of nowhere. 65 to last round. Beat Answer by a shot. Hovland 13-under. Answer twice. You're screwing me here is what you're trying to do. I know.
I had Hovland over Answer.
I won another one, too. I won another one. And a guy missing a cut. Somebody missed a cut, and I won. I forget who it was. Somebody missed a cut. I won that one. I had a 2-2 is what I had.
Well, it's only 500. Fine. I'll give you the extra one.
Well, don't be trying to dock me losses that don't occur. 42 and 26, two ties, sitting right at 60-61%, something like that.
Hmm.
Down just a little bit, but but anyway, that was a tough week for me. I was not on it, but I'll be better this week. What do we got to look forward to? They have a big field. I saw 7 out of the top 10 players at Quail Hollow.
Yeah, legit field.
Yeah, and I also heard something. I was listening on the radio, and they said that they're talking about shortening the course because people think the course has gotten too long. Uh-huh. How about that?
Well, one of the big headlines going into this week is that next year, the President's Cup is going to be at Quail Hollow. So we got a little President's Cup preview this week on the PGA Tour. Players are playing to prep for the President's Cup the following year.
That's what I hear. That is the stupidest thing ever. People, the players on the PGA Tour they don't give 1 minute of thought to that stupid President's Cup. I mean, none. I mean, they made it in the last time was okay. It was, they played on a great golf course. So you got to go watch the great golf course on TV. Royal Melbourne, one of the great golf courses in the world. It was, somewhat compelling because the world team or whatever, rest of the world team, whatever they call themselves, they did pretty good and made it competitive, but it won't be competitive next time. The U.S. has won forever. They'll win again. It'll be a rout, big-time rout, just like the Ryder Cup will be a big-time rout this next year. It won't even be close. You just analyze the world ranking, average world ranking, U.S. players versus the rest of the world. It's not. It's just, I mean, who they got? I mean, come on. They got nothing. And It's not even going to be. But anyway, no player ever thinks about the the President's Cup next year. I mean, the Ryder Cup they think about a little bit. You notice how it's always the guys though that have never played in a Ryder Cup that think it's the greatest thing in the world, or the guys that are trying to qualify for the Ryder Cup. They're kind of at the bottom. You don't hear like the top players. Maybe a guy that's a well-known player that's missed out on a Ryder Cup and he wants to get back to the Ryder Cup. Okay, maybe they did. But the guys that are there all the time, I mean, do you think a Dustin Johnson, a Brooks Koepka, You know, you think they're just like live and die. I can't wait to, you know, be in another one of these things. I mean, Tiger, when Tiger is captain, I mean, that's a different story. I think the players like that deal. They got to hang around with Tiger. But they're not worried about that. They're for sure not worried about the President's Cup. Although it's more a fun thing for them because they know they're going to win by a mile, so they don't really have to, you know, they know they're not going to get criticized. Ryder Cup's a little different. You know, they got a chance to lose all the time. The U.S. team does. And when they do lose, they get roasted. So, you know, guys are paying a little more attention. They don't have a chance to lose the President's Cup. But anyway, okay, the President's Cup's at Quail Hollow. I mean, do you think that, like, if you say that, like, if you say this golf course hosted a major championship, okay, that's what they say, okay? Now, if the course hosted a U.S. Open, they would say it's hosted the U.S. Open. If a course hosts the PGA, they say this course has hosted a major championship. You know, that's just kind of the way it is. And if it hosts a major championship, I think that gives it some credibility. What credibility does a course garner from saying it's hosted the President's Cup? Answer that question for me, please.
Oh, man. Well,
none.
Well, no. Last year at Australia,
yeah,
the President's Cup was actually legit and the golf course was beautiful.
The golf course was the President's Cup. Royal Melbourne's one of the best courses in the world. That made the President's Cup. Quail Hollow's not making the President's Cup. Quail Hollow, they play every single year on the PGA Tour. And I don't understand what the President's Cup does for Quail Hollow. I mean, I don't think it doesn't add to its notoriety, barely, if any. I don't get it. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. That's just what I think. But it's a great course. I've been there many times, and it's a great golfing area. The golf course is always in great shape. People talk about that all the time. I like the finishing holes. You know, some things can happen. I like the 18th hole. It's one of the better finishing holes on the PGA Tour. Tight off the tee, creek on the left. You know, you got water, creek to the left of the green too. So it's, you know, potential shot swings there. So it's a really good golf course. I mean, it really is. But I just don't know what it, you know, I wouldn't be like bragging that we host the President's Cup because I don't really know what that does for you. But anyway, we'll get into our matchups. We'll pick them. Who's the favorite in this week? What give me the overall favorites before we start picking.
Yeah, we got John Rahm and Justin Thomas are tied as the favorite at +1100. So you put $100 on either of them and you'll win $1,100. Okay. Then you got Bryson DeChambeau at $1,400. Rory McIlroy is the third favorite, tied with Xander Schauffele at $1,800. Victor Hovland's at $2,000. So Webb Simpson, Will Zalatoris, your man, Mr. Floodgates, is in this tournament this week. So yeah, we got a really good field.
Yeah, really good. All right, we're looking forward to that. All right, get your free Voodoo Pain Relief Cream at voodoopainrelief.com. Free 2-week supply. All you got to do is go on there, right on the front page. You click on the box, enter your information, get your free Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. Try it out for your aches and pains, and you'll be feeling better before you know it. VoodooPainRelief.com. All right, Tim, I'm ready for the picks this week. Last week, 2-2 for me. 42-26 for the year. A good percentage.
I thought 61%. You went
1-3. No, you tried to rip me off, but I got a big comeback. I will admit this. I update my scores every day, and before Sunday's round, I very negatively penciled in a 1-3, and then all of a sudden, Victor Hovland came from nowhere with a big last round and nipped out Abraham Answer, and I finished 2-2, which I was very pleased with because I thought this was, you know, what's going to be. I don't like those 1-3 weeks; they're going to happen. Let's just say that's the gambling deal, but. This week, I'm looking for a bounce back, get back in the win column, but 50% is okay. No money lost. I'm not upset about that. If that's a bad week, I'm in good shape. But this week, I feel very good about some of these picks. Very good.
Okay.
So start me off.
All right. Category one, Justin Thomas versus John Rahm. This is the category you got wrong last week. Justin Thomas beat Dustin Johnson last week, and you picked DJ over that one.
That was a bad pick.
Yeah. JT's second in the world. He's been playing solid. I won't say great lately, but solid. He did win the players. He got his last three events. 42nd in the match play, 21st in the Masters, and 13th last week in the Valspar. John Rahm is 3rd in the world golf rankings, his last three events. 5th in the match play, 5th in the Masters, and 7th in the Zurich Classic with Ryan Palmer. So I got 2 versus 3 in the world, Justin Thomas versus John Rahm.
Okay, so here's the deal on this, I think. Rahm and Justin Thomas are tied strokes gained tee to green. I think they're ranked second, both of them. If I'm reading that correct, I think that's it. So they're good. And then, but I look at the off the tee, and Rahm's better off the tee. This is a big off the tee golf course, Quail Hollow. You got dog legs. You got, you know, this time of the year, you're going to have, you know, you got a little grass growing. So, you want to put the ball in the fairway. You don't want to put it in the rough. And I give Rahm an edge in that regard. Putting, Rahm has not been good this year. Justin Thomas has been better. This is a kind of a toss-em-up pick. Rahm, 5th match play, 5th at the Masters, 7th at Zurich. That's pretty good, and I give him the edge off the tee. Once again, the bettors, the gamblers will tell you the hit the ball in the fairway off the tee is a very important statistic, and it's not like Rahm is bad in the statistic that Justin Thomas is great at. Justin Thomas is known for the approach shots, 2nd in the tour approach shot to the green, but Rahm is 17th, so they're both good there. Rahm is going to win a tournament sooner or later on this year. He's not going to go winless this year on the PGA Tour. He's just too good. So I'm going to go John Rahm on this one.
Okay. All right.
Because of the tee ball game.
Okay. Category number two, Bryson DeChambeau versus the plummeting Rory McIlroy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bryson's ranked plummeting. 5th in the world golf rankings his last three events, 13th in the players, 42nd in the match play, and 46th in the Masters. Rory McIlroy's 15th in the world golf rankings, and he has not played well this year. He only has 3 top 10 worldwide finishes so far this season. Rory McIlroy, 15th in the world versus Bryson DeChambeau, 5th in the world.
Yeah, any bet on Rory McIlroy is betting that he's all of a sudden found it. Got the new coach.
Pete Cowan.
Pete Cowan, nothing's happened so far for him. Continues to be not a good putter. 108th in putting. 20th strokes gained tee to green. This is awful for Rory McIlroy. He's still 5th off the tee, so you give him that. But then his 5th off the tee goes against DeChambeau's 1st off the tee. Yeah, and the first tee to green, number one, Bryson DeChambeau, number 20, Rory McIlroy. Putting, Bryson DeChambeau 38th, Rory McIlroy 108th, and McIlroy has shown us nothing. Until he shows us something, you gotta stay off of him. He's a threat anytime because he's Rory McIlroy, but this one is Bryson DeChambeau all the way, for sure. That's just who it is, and you gotta go with him. I mean, I think, when Rory McIlroy starts hitting the ball better, when he starts hitting the ball better, he's still going to have a putting issue. You know he's going to start hitting the ball better, but when he starts hitting the ball better, he's still going to be the same putter, and that's the problem. Now, he's put putting tournaments together in his career, and he's put had a little streaks of them, but right now we got the ball striking and the putting off. That's a bad combination, really bad combination. If you want to get your ball striking better, the way to do it is this. I get my instruction from my Haney University. You get it for free. Just register, and we'll send you the instructional videos, and you can watch them every day. and you'll get better. That's just going to work. No, here's another thing you can do. You can send a video of your swing into golfschools@hankaney.com. And the great predictor, Steve Johnson, or one of my other great instructors, will watch that video for free and give you a little video lesson, give you an idea of what you need to start practicing for your great year of golf this year that's going to be. Like, Tim, you got one of those coming. This is the year you're going to break 80.
Oh, it's going to be a great year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a lot of people are anticipating everybody thinks they're going to have a great year this year. So hopefully they do. But ensure it by getting my free instructional videos, HaneyUniversity.com. All right, Tim, next pick. I'm feeling good. Those first two are locks, by the way.
Are you sure? I just looked up Rory McIlroy's horses for courses at the Wells Fargo.
I know he's great there.
I'm going to give you a chance to change it. He won there in 2015, a tied for fourth in 2017, and a tied for eighth in 2019.
No, he's good. If he doesn't, and by the way, if he doesn't right the ship here, the ship is not getting righted this year. Let's face it. I mean, the clocks are ticking. I mean, we got the PGA coming up in a couple weeks. Then you got the U.S. Open right behind it, and the Open Championship right behind it. And after that, at that point, you know, everybody's, you know, motivation, and you know, they're just playing it in through the rest of the year. I mean, if he doesn't get something going, I mean, it needs to happen for him this week. This is a big week for Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
Big week. Yeah. I really believe that.
All right. Category three, Victor Hovland versus Xander Schauffele. Hovland is ranked 11th in the world golf rankings. His last three events, a 21st in the Masters, a 25th in the Zurich, and a third last week in the Valspar Championship, just edged out Abraham Ancer. I don't know if you heard that or not. Xander Schauffele is fourth in the world golf rankings. His last three events, you have to go to 2021. Tied for 11th in the Zurich Classic, a tied for 3rd in the Masters, and an 18th in the match play. And his horses for courses, he finished 72nd here in 2018. And in 2017, he finished 16th. So Xander Schauffele is 4th in the world versus Victor Hovland, 11th in the world.
Hovland's never played here, right?
Never played here.
Major championship course, never played there. Some dog legs, some, you know, got to have a feel for the course, where to miss it, where not. Big spot. It's a big spot for a rookie, first, second, third year player on the PGA Tour when they're playing a golf course that other players have played. Now, it's not that Schauffele's played there a lot, but I mean, if you've played there 2 years, you know, you've gotten in. I mean, he's played there at least 12 times is what he's played. And 12 times versus, you know, now he'll play a couple practice rounds this year. So he's got 14 rounds on this course. And the other guy's going to have two. And that's a spot. I mean, that really is. And so I give the edge to Schauffele here. Schauffele just never plays bad. Hovland looks like he's all that and more. But I got to look at hasn't played the course. And I got to look at that, and you know, I look at the fact that Schauffele's 10th in putting, and Hovland's 103rd. You know, they're close. Tee to green, Hovland's 6th, Schauffele 13th. They're, you know, both good. I got to go with you know Hovland bailed me out last week. So should I stay with him?
You got to stay with him. You got to at least have one upset in there.
No, I'm going Schauffele.
Oh, you wuss.
No, I'm going Schauffele.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
For sure.
Category four, Webb Simpson versus Will Zalatoris. This category is called seasoned versus unseasoned. Webb Simpson is ranked 9th in the world golf rankings his last three events, 28th in the match play, 12th in the Masters, 9th in the RBC Heritage. Will Zalatoris is ranked 28th in the world golf rankings his last three events, 28th in the match play, 2nd in the Masters, and 42nd in the RBC Heritage. We got Will Zalatoris, 28th, the unseasoned, versus Webb Simpson, number 9th in the world, the seasoned.
All right. Here's the factor here. Horses for courses, knowing the course, I just went with Shoffley there. I got to go the same way here.
Oh, come on.
No, I do, because Zalatoris never played here. This is Webb Simpson's home course.
Zalatoris never played at the Masters.
Well, I don't care. I mean, I'm just saying. This is Webb Simpson's home course.
But he doesn't practice at home.
Well, he said he doesn't, but maybe practice for this is a lock. I like Zalatoris a lot, but you can't go against somebody he's playing his home course. The other guy's never played here before.
You can easily go against him.
No, I'm not going.
No upsets.
No, that's I feel really good about that.
Man, you went fruitcake on the picks this week. No upset. No. You're going 0-4.
You think so? You want to make that your guarantee?
No, no, no. I'm not going to make that my guarantee. You'll go 1-3.
Yeah, make that your guarantee. Make that your TP guarantee.
My TP guarantee is 10-10 on the year, by the way.
Is that a good guarantee? I mean,
it's not bad.
If you bet, you're even.
I know. I'm not losing money.
You're proud of being even?
Yes.
Oh, well, maybe you'll get in the plus column. What's your guarantee this week?
Well, Hunter Mahan is playing this week.
No. How does he even get in these tournaments?
He's got the money exemption.
Is that what he's going off of?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But here we go. Let's be for real here. I'm not going to ride my horse, Hunter Mahan. I'll do that next week if I lose this week.
Okay.
Xander Schauffele. I already predicted him to win once earlier this year in the Genesis Open, but I'm going to do it again. Xander Schauffele, my TP guarantee, will win the Wells Fargo Championship.
Schauffele?
Schauffele.
No, you were all over me when I picked Schauffele.
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to get you off my guy.
You're trying to fake me out or something.
Well, that's because you picked all the favorites. I think it's...
Yeah. Are they favorites? I thought they're all about the same.
Well...
Slight favorites, maybe. I've got logic for it. I'll take them all. I like my picks this week a lot. How are we doing on the overall year? I'm dominating that, aren't I?
No, we're tied for first. You and I are at 28, and the great predictor is right behind us at 26.5 points.
And how many players do we all have playing this week? Because that seems to be an issue, because it's hard to get points when your guy doesn't play.
You have a lot of players playing this week. You got John Rahm and Rory McIlroy playing this week. You got both of your horses playing, and you got Patrick Reed. You got top three players playing this week in the Wells Fargo Championship. Is Justin Rose playing? I haven't checked that one yet.
And what about Ricky Fowler?
Ricky Fowler's playing too, yeah.
Oh, wow. I got a chance for a good week.
But Fowler's an automatic miscut. I have a chance for a big week, too. Justin Thomas is playing. Bryson DeChambeau is playing. Sung J.M. plays every week, so I'd imagine he's playing this week. Yep, there he is. Jason Day. He shows up at the Memorial. I only got him for one tournament, but he's playing this week, too.
You picked him for one tournament?
Yeah, yeah.
You just know he'll do good at that one tournament.
He'll top five. He T5s there every year.
All right. Okay, well, I should have a good week on that, too.
Yeah.
Steve had Zalatoris, which that's a got to give him props on that.
Yeah.
He did see that one coming. Yeah. So maybe, you know, he could have a good week too. But I feel pretty good. Now that I'm on the lead, I feel like I'll just stay there as we progress through that. It'll be good. All right, Tim. Appreciate it. Good stuff.
Yes, sir.
Follow us on Twitter at Hank Haney and at Tim Porochka. Email your questions to HankHaneyGolf@Outlook.com. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. And we will talk to you again tomorrow on the Hank Haney Podcast. Everybody stay safe and stay healthy. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.